to episode 759 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Proverbs offers several insights into women, mothers, and wives. These teachings can be broadly categorized into positive portrayals, emphasizing virtue and wisdom, and warnings against negative traits or behaviors. Proverbs 31 verses 10 to 31, often described as a reference to the woman of valor, or virtuous wife, paints a picture of an ideal wife and mother. She is hardworking, enterprising, generous to the needy, and wise in her speech and actions. She is portrayed as the backbone of her household, taking care of her family's needs, and being a supportive partner to her husband. Her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband praises her, showing the reverence and respect she garners due to her character. Proverbs 18 verse 22 asserts that, "He who finds a wife finds a good thing, and obtains favor from the Lord." This verse underlines the blessing of a good marriage, and the spiritual favor it brings. Proverbs frequently references the teachings of a mother as a guiding force. Proverbs 1 verse 8 says, "Do not forsake your mother's teaching." This highlights the influential role mothers play in the moral and ethical upbringing of their children. At the same time, several proverbs caution against the temptations of an adulterous woman. Proverbs 5 verses 3 to 4, "For the lips of a forbidden woman drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil, but in the end, she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword." Such warnings aim to emphasize the dangers of infidelity and the value of honoring the marital vow. Proverbs doesn't shy away from addressing negative traits. Proverbs 21 verse 19 is one example. "It is better to live in a desert land than with a quarrelsome and fretful woman." Such verses underscore the negative effects of contentiousness on the peace and well-being of a household. Solomon's life provides a case study in the blessings of wisdom and the pitfalls of folly, especially in the context of relationships. He had 700 wives and 300 concubines, many of whom led him astray from God. His own experiences might have contributed to his emphasis on the dangers of certain relationships. The 31st chapter of Proverbs, incidentally not attributed to Solomon, paints an image of a virtuous woman, or a wife of noble character, who has long been revered in Christian teachings as the epitome of a godly woman. However, a metaphorical interpretation of this chapter can offer us a more profound understanding of this passage by viewing the virtuous woman as a metaphor for the church, the bride of Christ. By doing this, we can glean deeper spiritual insights into the nature, purpose, and mission of the church. The notion of the church as the bride of Christ is deeply embedded in Christian theology, drawn from various New Testament passages. The virtuous woman, in Proverbs 31, mirrors the church in her relationship with Christ, her service to humanity, her wisdom, and her forward-looking nature, preparing her household for the future. In Proverbs 31, the virtuous woman is described as one whose worth is far above rubies, resonating with the priceless value Christ placed on the church, purchasing it with his blood. The husband's full trust in his wife symbolizes Christ's faith in his church to be his hands and feet on earth, reflecting his light and love to a world in need. The virtuous woman of Proverbs 31 serves her household diligently, illustrating how the church is called to serve. The service rendered by this woman is not out of obligation, but stems from a place of love, compassion, and wisdom. Similarly, the church, driven by the love of God, reaches out to the needy, feeds the hungry, and clothes the naked, fulfilling the mission Christ started. The Proverbs 31 woman opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. The church is entrusted with the wisdom of God and the gospel of Christ, tasked with speaking life, hope, and truth into a broken world, directing the lost to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. The church's responsibility is to uphold the truth, teaching it in love, and guiding believers in righteous living. Lastly, this noble woman is not afraid of the snow for her household, symbolizing the church's readiness for the return of Christ, unafraid of the challenges and tribulations, because of the assurance in Christ. The church, grounded in faith, looks forward to the coming of the Lord, preparing believers to meet their bridegroom. The church, as represented by the virtuous woman, is a beacon of strength, dignity, faith, wisdom, and service. This embodiment is not about a physical manifestation, but about embodying spiritual virtues, illustrating a congregation that is diligent in good works, compassionate to the needy, wise in spreading the gospel, and steadfast in faith. The Proverbs 31 woman is clothed with strength and dignity. These are not mere external adornments, but internal qualities. The church is strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit, and is called to walk in the dignity, conferred by the righteousness of Christ, standing firm against the adversities of life, and maintaining moral and spiritual integrity, in a world that often opposes God's principles. This woman serves her family with enduring love, reaching out to the poor, and extending her hands to the needy. The church is called to mirror this service, by being the embodiment of Christ's love on earth, looking beyond itself to meet the needs of the surrounding community, being a refuge for the broken, and providing hope for the hopeless. Her words are filled with wisdom and kindness, guiding her household. The church, blessed with the wisdom from above, is mandated to guide the believers in the way of righteousness, and to teach the principles of the kingdom, with kindness, fostering an environment of growth, learning, and mutual edification. The fearless outlook of the virtuous woman, towards the future, represents the eschatological hope ingrained in the church's doctrine. The hope of the church is not confined to the present world, but is anchored in the return of Christ, the resurrection of the believers, and the establishment of the new heavens and the new earth, where righteousness dwells. The church is called to live in a continual state of expectation and preparedness for the return of the bridegroom, maintaining her purity, cultivating her relationship with Christ, and continuing in her mission to be a light to the world. This state of expectancy inspires hope, perseverance, and diligence in the body of Christ. How does viewing the church as the virtuous woman affect the individual believer? It calls every believer to a higher standard of living, to embody the virtues of the Proverbs 31 woman, to serve with unrelenting love, to speak with wisdom and kindness, to be clothed with strength and dignity, and to live in hopeful expectation of the Lord's return. Reflecting on this metaphor, each member of the body of Christ should examine their role within the church. Are we contributing to the realization of these virtues within our congregations? Are we serving in love, teaching in wisdom, living in purity, and looking forward to the return of Christ? Let's commit to being the church that Christ desires, a church that is a true reflection of the virtues of the Proverbs 31 woman, reaching out to the world in love and truth, preparing each heart for the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The virtuous woman of Proverbs 31, as a metaphor for the church, provides a vivid depiction of the multifaceted nature of the body of Christ. It's an invitation to explore the richness of our identity in Christ, to live out our faith in service and wisdom, and to dwell in hopeful expectation of our future glory with our bridegroom, Jesus. As we align our lives with these virtues, we embody the beauty, strength, and dignity of the bride of Christ, showcasing the grace and love of God to the world around us. Father, thank you for your wisdom embedded in your word. Help us, as your church, to embody the virtues of the Proverbs 31 woman, to be vessels of your love and grace, to speak your wisdom, and to live in hopeful expectation of the return of our bridegroom, Jesus Christ. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.